When neglect is talked about regarding our education system, the point of focus almost always lands on the students who are struggling. Millions of dollars are spent to create programs and policies in the hope of bringing those who find learning challenging along. Our first guest today is here with the results of a report that brings attention to the students who are being negatively impacted by this one-way focus of attention. Those are the students who succeed, but yet are still thought of as second. The report is called High Stakes for High Achievers, State Accountability in the Age of the Every Student Succeeds Act. He is the editorial director for the Thomas B. Fordham Institute, Brandon Wright. Thanks for being here today, Brandon.
Thank you.
And it's edexcellence.net. Learn more about the Thomas B. Fordham Institute and to download a copy of this report. 24 pages, but this has some very interesting information in it. And just for the listener, before they get to seeing the report themselves, what was the mission, what was the purpose of the report, High Stakes for High Achievers?
So high achievers in our country are among the populations that are most neglected by our schools, especially the low-income ones among them, especially the kids who attend schools that lack resources and have teachers that tend to have less experience, and teachers who are pretty overwhelmed with the students who struggle in their classrooms. The high-achieving kids among them really don't get the attention that they should get, especially because these kids are important not only for their cities but for the state and the country moving into the future as well.
And in the report, to say the least, New Jersey does not rank well among the states with no summative school ratings. What was what are the qualifications? What are the elements of the mechanics of that rating system?
So for New Jersey, there were three things. One was when states hold their schools accountable. In the past, under the old law, No Child Left Behind, which just got replaced, under that law, schools were forced to look at achievement, and generally achievement at one bar, proficiency. And so what that meant is schools got credit for how many kids they had over that bar. So schools would tend to focus on kids right above or right below it, ignoring kids far below it, but especially ignoring kids high above it. So what we looked at was whether New Jersey gave credit not only to schools for getting kids above that bar, but above also an advanced bar. So whether they essentially gave schools credit for high achievers. The second one was to look at growth, whether they tracked student growth. Now, New Jersey actually does do this. So New Jersey didn't rank highly, but among the states that didn't, it's among the most promising. I think it's on the right track. The third component was whether they tracked and reported separately the results for the high-achieving kids in their state. They didn't do the first one. They didn't do the third one. And moving forward, what states will have to do under the new law, the Every Student Succeeds Act, they'll have to start giving schools a single grade, a summative grade. So this school gets an A, this school gets a B. The state keeps track of it. Parents are generally told. The big thing that we think New Jersey needs to do is when they start to calculate this grade, to make growth, which again they already track, which is good, make growth count for at least half of that grade. At least for elementary and middle school kids. So those are the big parts. Again, New Jersey is on track, but when they create this new system under the new law, which they're currently doing, they should really focus on growth.
Well, Brandon Wright, who is the editorial director with the Thomas B. Fordham Institute, about the study that the commission, High Stakes for High Achievers, State Accountability in the Age of the Every Student Succeeds Act. You can read that and learn more about the Institute's points of focus and work at edexcellence.net, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Is there, I mean, other than the performances, I know this sounds odd, but above and beyond the performance incentives, you want your school as an administrator and teachers and principals to have more students graduating going on than you do not, but should there be funding incentives? Are there funding incentives? What does the ESSA provide where No Child Left Behind did as far as incentives for the school to get on board with this?
The incentives are really up to the state. The great thing about the new law is that it gives more power to the states than they've had in a very long time. So policymakers in Trenton will have the ability to sort of mold the incentives in almost whatever way they want. So it could be financial, but it could also just be whatever consequences they want to attach to failing under the accountability system that is designed hopefully around the components that we just talked about. But I really think it's possible. It wouldn't even necessarily cost more. You could rearrange schools, rearrange classrooms and stuff. But yeah, it's primarily up to the state, which we think is a great thing.
You mentioned one of the three things with New Jersey that they should give a separate demo, a separate reporting column for the high-achieving students, break them apart from the student body like they do with special ed and non-English-speaking students. Is there, would you anticipate by doing that, that some schools would be repelled by that because that is just magnifying a weak spot by taking the strong spot out of the complete picture? You know, it's sort of like, you know, if you put a $100 bill in the middle of 100 singles, well, you just doubled your money. You take the $100 bill out, you've reduced the effect of that wad of money you have by 50% then.
Yeah, schools aren't going to necessarily like the system. Schools rationally want a system that they'll look good under. But that's why the state should really think hard and put in place a system that actually tells parents, actually tells the state which schools are doing well and which schools aren't. A big problem under the previous law was that often the proficiency bar was pretty easy to get over. States could set it wherever they wanted, so they tended to set it low. It really falls onto policymakers in Trenton to make sure that they don't assuage the concerns of schools, and that they put in place something that really demonstrates which schools are doing well and which schools aren't.
Does the Every Student Succeeds Act apply just to the public schools? Is it also for private school, religious, charter schools? Is it everyone into the pool, or is it strictly focused on any one type of school?
It applies to all schools, but it applies to schools differently. Charter schools are generally held under a different set of regulations. They're generally given a little more autonomy. Same thing with private schools. What we really looked at primarily was public schools, which obviously are the bulk of schools in New Jersey. The accountability system that we're talking about is primarily for those schools. When it comes to charter schools, not only do they have more autonomy, we think they should, and same with private schools. So these schools still need to be held accountable, but experts in the state need to figure out how exactly they should do that, and it'll be different than what we advise.
Also, thinking here in New Jersey, we have a school choice program where parents, if they don't like the school in their immediate community, can have their child go to another school district. It means the parents get reimbursed if the travel distance is a certain length of time, and the schools get extra funded because they're taking on additional students. If a specific school district is smart, they get on board with these ideas from the ESSA, and think of it as a commodity in a business structure. They become more attractive for parents looking for better schools for their achieving children.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Anything a district can do to empower parents to not only know about their schools, but empower them to send their school or send their kids to schools that not only are good, but that they think are good, and schools that have philosophies that match theirs. Right? Different parents want different things. Different components of schools are better for different kids. So doing something like that and using ESSA to broaden those opportunities is really important, and schools in the state definitely should.
The report is called High Stakes for High Achievers, State Accountability in the Age of the Every Student Succeeds Act, ESSA for short. is prepared by the Thomas B. Fordham Institute, and guiding us through the report, editorial director Brandon Wright. You can see it online. Download a copy, too, at edexcellence.net. Brandon, thanks for being here today.
Thank you.